Daryl, one of the famous songs of yours is Portland Town. I remember I learned it when I was about 17 or 18, and in fact, at that early stage, it was the big song in the set for me. And I really got a good buzz out of it. No, I never knew you at the time. And there's been a lot of people recorded that song, but can you just tell me about the history of that song and some of the people that have done it?
Well, yeah, I was living in Hollywood at the time. And I think it was about in around the time I met Jack Elliott. It was about 1954. And I was at home one night fooling around with the banjo, and the home at that time was a tiny little room up in some house up there in the hills. And the banjo and me were fooling around. And I come up with a sort of ugly melody, and I had lost three children at an earlier time from a divorce. But they were gone. So I was upset about that, and lose your kids, etc. And then it started coming out in this song. It's all sort of fit together. Those kind of thoughts were in my mind, and this sort of ugly-ish kind of melody was coming out. And then I carried it further, and I put it into a war song about people that their children go off to war, and maybe a war they don't believe in, you know. And then their children killed, and they're gone, and that's it. So it's a song like that. The hurt and pain of a parent that lose your children in a war or lose your children, period, see.
Now, I know that there a lot of people recorded the song, Daryl. Can you just tell us about how it happened? Because really, the amount of people that recorded that song, you should have made thousands and thousands.
Yeah. Craziest, you know, at that time, I knew nothing about copyright. You know, we all sit down, all of us that play, we sit down and make up songs and things, and I made that one up, and then the guys came up to see me one evening. I don't remember the night I was making it up or whatever, but anyway, I showed it to them, and they were delighted. Yeah, they were dear friends, too.
But
so many years ago.
Was this?
No. Those guys, they come in later. They claim the song. Not they, but a guy by the name of Bob Stewart came in here, and I didn't know about copywriting or any of that. See, I had no clue. I just made up a song, and I was delighted everybody was seeing it. And then they printed it in Sing Out magazine and all this, and to me, I wasn't thinking in terms of money or all that. But then I began to realize that there was a lot of money involved, and other people were claiming the song, and it was my song. And even then, I didn't give a damn about the money, really. That was my song, you know, and it meant something to me. And then to have all these guys claim it, and Bob Stewart was the big one. There was a lawsuit, in fact, with him, which I didn't have anything to do with, to tell you the truth. My agency over there in London took care of it. And of course I won, because everybody from all those years ago, the song was known as mine, see. So there was really no sweat on it, and I got a hilarious letter from Bob Stewart afterwards.
This is Bob Stewart of the Kingston Trio.
Yeah, and I got a hilarious, we still got it at home. And he said in the letter, he said he made $50,000 on it, that was it. But he couldn't send me anything because he had to pay it all for the law expenses. Yeah, isn't that out of sight, man? I'm telling you. But anyway, the money, I could have sure used the money, but the story is just as delightful to tell as having the money, I suppose.